This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico's president is sending a top diplomat to Washington to try to work out a deal after President Trump announced new tariffs on Mexican imports. The Trump administration saying the actions are a response to a surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border with Mexico that it wants Mexico's government to do something about. And until it does, the tariffs will stand. This comes as the two nations and Canada are still trying to work out a trade deal called the USMC. Vice President Mike Pence saying of that,
"We know we have strong support of Republican leadership, and if it's put on the floor of the Congress, we know the USMCA will pass."
Attorney General Bill Barr tells CBS News Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Trump obstructed justice. Mueller said he was blocked by a longstanding Justice Department policy saying a sitting president can't be charged with a federal crime while in office. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York will be waitressing at a restaurant today to raise awareness for bills she supports to raise the national minimum wage and eliminate a lower minimum wage for tipped workers. The German Chancellor delivering the commencement address at Harvard University yesterday. Angela Merkel pushing for action on climate change and warning against isolationism and nationalism and telling the grads,
"I want to leave this wish with you. Tear down walls of ignorance and narrow-mindedness, for nothing has to stay as it is."
This has never happened before. The 2019 Scripps National Spelling Bee ends with an 8-way tie for first. In an extraordinary move yesterday, the competition crowned 8 co-champions who went the final 5 rounds without misspelling a word. Each will get a $50,000 check for being a co-champion. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In USA News for Your Health, the CDC reports the number of new diabetes cases down after increasing for the last 20 years. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years. I'm John Clemens.
Some farmers reportedly continuing to feel the effects of the trade war with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Farmers in Iowa are getting nervous as the U.S. trade dispute continues with China. Pat Swanson is a soybean farmer and says China was a customer who demanded a lot.
China's a huge customers. They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while.
Swanson was speaking there on Fox Business. The U.S. soybean exports to China have fallen by more than 80% in the past year after China imposed retaliatory tariffs and switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. John Zemarek, senior editor at thestream.org, joins us now. John, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. The website's stream.org, just stream, no the.
Okay, so no adjective find. Article, yes, stream.org. Yep. All right, I want to read this Margaret Sanger quote that you have in one of your latest columns. This puts context to what we're talking about here. It says, how are we to breed a race of human thoroughbreds unless we follow the same plan? That's the question she asks. We must make this country into a garden of children instead of a disorderly backlot overrun with human weeds. This is from Margaret Sanger.
It's from her book, Woman and the New Race, from 1927. And she was consistent in that view throughout her life. For decades, the slogan of Planned Parenthood was, more children from the fit, fewer from the unfit. Mm-hmm. And she, in 1938, proposed a federal law, the American Baby Code, that would require every couple to get a license from the federal government for each child they wanted to have, and then each subsequent child, and it could be denied based on whether they had genetic illnesses or alcoholism or a criminal record. And if you read her other writing, members of different ethnic groups she considered inferior and did not want to reproduce.
Exactly. So no wonder with this kind of thought, which was allowed to be promoted and permeate our culture, that this became the foundation of Planned Parenthood, did it not?
Planned Parenthood was a eugenics organization for decades. It tried to merge on several occasions with various eugenics groups. There's a film about this called, that's kind of a stupid title, MAFA 21, M-A-F-A 21, Black Genocide. If you just look up Black Genocide on YouTube, you will see a three-hour documentary that show Margaret Sanger worked with a Nazi eugenicist who had run a concentration camp in Africa during World War I, killing and experimenting on black people. She published his articles. She ran a conference with him. She had him as a speaker. She worked with some of the worst, nastiest, racist cranks in the world. One of whom, Madison Grant, a close friend of hers, exhibited a pygmy who'd been kidnapped from Africa in the orangutan cage at the Bronx Zoo. And there's a film about this called Human Zoos that shows you the connection between Darwinism, racism, eugenics, and Planned Parenthood.
And she lives today, I mean, fully
there's
invested.
An award. The Margaret Sanger Award is the highest award that the hugely powerful, federally subsidized Planned Parenthood, the highest award they give out, and they gave it to Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Kate Smith sang one objectionable song in the 1920s at the beginning of her career, the same song Paul Robeson, the civil rights activist, later sang, and they take down her statue, they stop playing her music at Yankee Stadium because she sang one offensive song. She didn't propose laws that resulted in the forced sterilization of 60,000 Americans in 13 states. Planned Parenthood wrote those laws, and Nazi Germany borrowed them and imposed them in Germany and invited Harry Laughlin, a Margaret Sanger's close collaborator, invited her to Germany and gave him a Nazi award, an honorary doctorate at a Nazi university, which he accepted and proudly toured Germany inspecting their eugenics program, which was inspired by Planned Parenthood.
You know, John, the attack on black America has been profound. 40% of the 61 million babies plus have been black Americans. Why are the voices from black America so quiet on this? If it's, we're talking about Sharpton, we're talking Jackson, Maxine Waters, not running down the line. Okay, go ahead.
My friend Bill Owens, who's head of the Council of African American Pastors, he desegregated lunch counters in the 50s. He got beaten up along with the other civil rights activists, and he said these many of these black leaders have just been bought and paid for. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party told them you have to change, you have to embrace abortion. Jesse Jackson went from saying abortion is black genocide in the early 70s to a rabid pro-abortionist. Why? The money in the Democratic Party is all pro-abortion, and that's why the Democratic Party has basically banned any pro-lifer. You can't run for dog catcher on the Democratic Party line unless you are for abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy and up to and including partial birth abortion and infanticide for any reason, including sex selection.
Exactly. John, and the thing that's interesting now is that you have some Democratic governors walking away from the party. They just cannot consciously stay on the party line anymore, and they are signing bills into law in their varying states.
Just in Louisiana. Are there any other Democratic governors?
I'm trying to think if there was another. Alabama was not. Was Alabama a Democratic governor?
No,
it would not have been.
Indiana is an outlier.
Right.
That's the only the wildlife preserve for pro-life Democrats is the state of Louisiana because of its Catholic heritage, but even more its strong evangelical churches. And I have to say, as a lifelong Catholic who's written 9 Catholic books, the evangelicals have taken over leadership on this issue. The American Catholic bishops, because they get 40% of their money from nonprofit contracts through the federal government, the Catholic bishops, with some, a few good exceptions, but most of the Catholic bishops, certainly the Catholic Bishops Conference, is an owned and operated branch of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's surprising because here recently there have been varying letters in varying dioceses across the country, and I thought this was being led by the Catholic bishops.
No, individual Catholic bishops are doing it against the wishes of leading bishops like Cardinal Kupich of Chicago. Mm-hmm. When Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed selling baby parts by David Daleiden, who, remember, they're trying to put him in prison now. Kamala Harris started the prosecution, trying to put him in prison for criticizing one of her biggest campaign donors. When it was exposed that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts for profit, Cardinal Kupich of Chicago wrote in the Chicago Tribune that this was bad, but it was no worse than deporting illegal immigrants or cutting back Medicaid or allowing people to carry guns under the Second Amendment. I swear he said exactly that. I can show you chapter and verse.
The moral equivalency is off the rails here, John. How do you put that together? That's unbelievable.
It's a so-called seamless garment where liberal Christians, mostly Catholics, pretend that any issue that could possibly influence human life in any way, childhood obesity, nutrition, school lunch program, anything that affects human life, which is to say every issue we talk about, is the moral equivalent of killing a million babies a year for sexual convenience, and that's all abortion is. It's killing babies for sexual convenience because they get in the way of the sexual revolution. That's all abortion is about. It's a backup form of birth control.
Exactly.
The stuff about rape and incest and fetal deformity, it doesn't even account for one-fifth of 1% of abortions.
Right.
99.9995 of abortions are sexual convenience.
Exactly.
People want to have sex, and they don't want to be parents.
Right.
Well, tough.
Right, exactly. Well, John, you know, you bring up the Catholic Church, and I've been a Catholic all my life as well, and it was heartbreaking to see how the Catholic Church, by plan, was targeted, you know, by Planned Parenthood, by the founders, by NARAL. They knew they had to go to the church, and they were able to convince the church to, you know, accept abortion, which is amazing because...
Well, you know how they did it? They did it through Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, the quasi-communist organizer who was the great inspiration for Hillary Clinton, he got in bed with some left-wing priests in Chicago, and they founded this thing called the Catholic...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, the senior editor from Stream.org, John Zamara, continues with us. John, just to put a bow around our previous segment here regarding, what's been happening with this abortion issue. No doubt, the road is to the Supreme Court. That's what this is about.
The Clarence Thomas issued a legal opinion earlier this week where he put on the U.S. legal record the complete proof that Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups were founded for racist reasons, that they have a racist impact on American society. And what he's doing there is he's putting two legal principles on a collision course. In my article at stream.org, mm-hmm. I compare him to Gomez Adams setting up toy trains to crash into each other. Right. He's taking the bad arguments of Roe v. Wade and Casey v. Planned Parenthood and sending them in one direction, and then he's heading towards them the arguments about disparate impact and other things that are used to prove discrimination even without intent of discrimination.
Exactly.
So he's going to show that just the way they say IQ tests have a racially disparate impact, so they're unconstitutional, or physical fitness tests for firemen have to be dumbed down so that women can pass them, and the Marines, and all those things coming from the stupid principle of disparate impact. He's smashing that stupid principle against the stupid principles of Roe v. Wade. And I think he's sitting there waiting to watch them blow up. And we're going to see the left have to choose between identity politics and abortion. And it's not going to be fun for the left.
John, the other thing that's not being reported on at all is the empirical evidence. I mean, this is 46 years since Roe v. Wade. You know, the women of America get it. And that coupled with, science and technology, how it's advanced, the big lie that was thrust upon them that has led to, near 62 million babies being aborted now, and as you stated so clearly and eloquently, because of convenience. I mean, this idea that it was rare.
And also because of eugenics.
Right, exactly.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg told a journalist, she admitted that one of the motivations for Roe v. Wade was population control, especially, and these are her words, we don't want populations of people we didn't want to have too many of, unquote.
Wow.
And what a lot of people don't know is that Harry Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade, had voted pro-life up until a couple of years before that. And then the Rockefeller Foundation got hold of him and gave him their report on population growth.
Mm-hmm.
And it suggested that unless abortion was legalized worldwide, that non-white people would overwhelm white people.
Right.
And it would be destructive for America from their racist point of view. So that was one of the main things that led Blackmun to change his mind, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted it.
Yeah. Well, you touch on something else here, John. It brings up another question. Are Hispanics being set up? You know, already 25% of the abortions happen to Hispanics. With as many Hispanics that are coming into the country, are they being set up by this very thought and very actions that have been well established in this country? Are we going to be looking at genocide upon Hispanics?
Well, already, I mean, go in every barrio, there's a Planned Parenthood clinic there ready to welcome people and kill off their children.
Right.
Here's another piece of irony, and this gives me the chills. It's almost one for one for every child we have aborted in America. We've brought in a foreign immigrant.
Mm.
It's as if America needed those people, and if we're going to kill our own, we'd have to bring in people from abroad.
Exactly.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, here we are. I mean, it's an entire labor force that's been annihilated. And what are we in need of today? Labors.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go back to 73, those kids would have been, 40, 50, 40 years old now?
I mean,
yeah, a huge part of my generation has been wiped out. I was born 9 years before Roe v. Wade, and I remember when it happened. I remember my mother explaining it to me. She said she was upset about something, and I said, "Mom, what's up?" And she said, "Well, you know how a baby lives inside its mother's stomach before it's born?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, now a doctor can go in and kill it if the mother wants him to." And I said, "But that's illegal." And she said, "No, now it is illegal." And I said, "In America?"
Right.
She said, "Yeah." And I've never been able to wrap my head around that. 2 years later, at 11, I was taking up signatures for the Right to Life candidate for mayor in New York, and I've never given up on the issue since. I can't wrap my head around it, and it troubles me as a patriotic American. I feel like God has abundantly blessed this country and protected it from its own mistakes so many times. But I wonder if he's going to withdraw that protection if we don't do this one thing of not killing the innocent.
Well, and the other thing that could happen, and God has done this in the past, my wife brought this to my attention, said that there were times when Israel violated godly principles, and one of the things that God would do is he would dry up the women's womb.
Wow.
Could this be a possibility?
Well, we're drying it up ourselves, aren't we?
We have
a sub-replacement birth right now.
Right.
So do most countries in the West. The only nation with a positive birth rate, the only developed country in the world with a positive birth rate, can you guess?
Who would it
Israel.
Be?
Israel.
Israel, yeah. Makes sense. Well,
God
John,
was out for his people. He
amen.
Continues to.
Yeah, the one last thing, though, that I wanted to bring up was that, you know, when you look at what's pushing against this, it is women who have experienced the empirical evidence of 46 years of women buying into the lie and realizing it's a lie, that this is a baby, that I am waking up in the middle of the night, I'm realizing, as I've shared with you before, women will tell me, they'll go, "Bill, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. I mean, you know, the big lie that we've...
I've heard that a lot of women experience depression.
Yes.
So to psychiatrists. At the same time every year. And it's only sometimes after 3 or 4 years of it that they figure out it's right around when their child would have been born, that they aborted 10, 15 years before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did also want to address something else that you had written in the
stream. Oh, I've got a new piece,
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's called German Jews Need to Be Armed. Mm-hmm. The Minister for Anti-Semitism. Go figure, there's a minister for anti-Semitism, I guess for fighting anti-Semitism, in Germany, has said that Germany can't protect Jews from all the Jew haters in Germany.
Wow.
That it's not safe for Jews to wear religious garb, for Jewish men to cover their heads, especially for Orthodox Jews. It's not safe. They're going to get beaten up on the streets. They're going to get attacked. They should start going incognito. Think about that. In Germany, democratic Germany,
right.
It's not safe to be Jewish. And that is not because of far right wingers. That's because of the Muslims, the million Muslims that Angela Merkel brought in, so-called refugees, really colonists. They are the ones engaging in the vast majority of these attacks. The German government covers that up. Every attack on Jews, it labels far right, even if it's by a horde coming out of a mosque. And so rather than kick out the people who are beating up their Jews, the few Jews that Hitler didn't kill, who stuck around and managed to survive or came back to Germany, now they brought in these anti-Semitic refugees, and they're persecuting them. And the German government is saying, we can't protect them. So I wrote an article saying Germany should relax its gun control laws. It should give permits to every Jewish person in Germany, give him the right to a concealed carry of a pistol to protect himself, because they are under threat. And if the government can't protect them, they have a right to protect themselves.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, this has been part and parcel of Jewish history, has it not, where they have been annihilated? And there was a time, if you remember in the Old Testament, where the Jews were allowed to defend themselves at all costs. And, of course, that has become quite a day of celebration and remembrance to this day. And,
thinking of Purim, yeah.
Yes, Purim, yes.
Look at the founding of the State of Israel. Jews finally woke up and realized nobody's ultimately going to protect us.
Yes.
We have to be like every other race and have a homeland where we can protect ourselves. Well, I would like to see the Jews in Germany allowed by the government to protect themselves, and clearly the government is unwilling to protect them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, as we wrap things up here, John, I want to address one other thing that the stream in total, a group effort here, had reported on, and I think this is hugely significant, and that has to do with this coming weekend, a Sunday, as a matter of fact, on June the 2nd, Franklin Graham asking Christians to pray.
Oh, yeah. And James Robison, our founder and president, has talked about this. Our nation needs prayers more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We've got candidates who want to make it virtually illegal to have a church that won't do same-sex marriages.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mexico's president is sending a top diplomat to Washington to try to work out a deal after President Trump announced new tariffs on Mexican imports. The Trump administration saying the actions are a response to a surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border with Mexico that it wants Mexico's government to do something about. And until it does, the tariffs will stand. This comes as the two nations and Canada are still trying to work out a trade deal called the USMC. Vice President Mike Pence saying of that,
"We know we have strong support of Republican leadership, and if it's put on the floor of the Congress, we know the USMCA will pass."
Attorney General Bill Barr tells CBS News Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Trump obstructed justice. Mueller said he was blocked by a longstanding Justice Department policy saying a sitting president can't be charged with a federal crime while in office. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Milkovich, an attorney, Democratic State Senator out of Louisiana. You've been hearing a lot about John lately. He has been leading the way on that incredible abortion bill. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about his book, which has gotten an incredible amount of acclaim because it's given some added insight into Robert Mueller. You know, what is Robert Mueller all about? You know, John has written this this book that's quite revealing, titled "The Errand Boy: John Mueller, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order." And one thing that that Special Counsel Mueller made perfectly clear when he delivered his first public statement in more than 2 years is that he has no desire for a repeat performance before Congress. It was like, hey, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to drop my mic. and ride off into the sunset. But maybe Jerry Nadler and the Democrats might feel that the 448 pages of the Mueller report is enough and the statements that he made, because he seemed to really give them a lot of, ignition to the whole impeachment deal, right? And so it's accepting for them. They've got what they wanted. He's getting what he wants, which is now all of a sudden he's the friend of the Democrats all over again. But yet the mainstream media would want us to believe that he's this wonderful Republican. And yet everything that tells you differently, like how he stacked these attorneys, would lead you to believe that he's anything but. Now, do we have John connected with us now?
Hey, Bill. Hey. How are you?
Hey, buddy, thank you so much for being with us. I don't mean to be so informal. It's just that you and I know each other so well, and I'm counting you as a friend because we've been on this journey together, and I do want to honor you as the Democratic State Senator out of Louisiana, all the hard work that you're doing on behalf of the people there, and I'd say on behalf of Americans across the country. Because of, first of all, what you've written about and about Robert Mueller, the errand boy for the New World Order. But what we're hearing a lot these days is about the abortion bill that you led the charge on in Louisiana that your Democratic governor is going to sign.
Well, listen, to God be the glory, and thanks are owed to people all over Louisiana and America that are willing to stand up with us and fight for babies. So I'm in the trenches right along everybody with everybody else, and honored to be shoulder to shoulder with people that are willing to take the fight to the abortion cartel. And by the way, I know the CIA spies on everything. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about prayer and using the law and public protest. And by the way, Bill Martinez, I am a big fan of Bill Martinez, let me tell you.
Oh, you're awesome. You're awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it. I feel like we've been partnering on all these issues that are so important to America right now. Abortion, just one of them. And of course, you and I are going to talk at length here in just a bit about, Robert Mueller and what he's done to really upend things here in our country. He's done us no favors. But getting back to the abortion issue, I think what people are missing in large part here is the fact that technology has caught up with everything. We've got 46 years of empirical evidence of what Roe v. Wade has done to our country, how it has devastated, Black America. 40% of the abortions in Black America, some have rightly called it a genocide, no doubt that it is. I don't know how you avoid it. Hispanics, Latinos, 25% of the demographic. And in both cases, whether Black or Hispanic, at the very core of the culture is family. So the fact that we have these two demographic groups embracing abortion is just out of character at its face, John.
Oh, my goodness. And listen, we hear these arguments all the time that abortion is justified by dysfunction. I think we need to get back to exactly what you're saying. We need to get back to the Bible standard, common sense, moral reason, natural law, the innate sense of ethics that God, conscience that God gives us, and say it is time to stand up for the family. And that means we fight for life from the womb to the tomb. Human life is sanctified in God's eyes, and needs to be sacred to us as well. And I thank God that you're one of the people that's fighting for righteousness. You know what? The people are making a comeback. People are getting sick and tired of the politics. People are getting fired up, and which is exactly why we elected Donald Trump. Let's face it. He's imperfect, and he told the truth about some stuff and got real with the American people.
Right. Well, what's becoming real with the American people, particularly the women of America, is that We bought into a lie, this whole abortion issue to begin with Roe v. Wade. And this is all lining up and heading to the Supreme Court. And this is going to be an opportunity for the Supremes to do a do-over and do it right this time and not be activists, not create law. It was never the intention of the Founding Fathers for them to create law. But this was a law based on false evidence, based on a lie, that it is amazing to think that we are partnering with a eugenicist, as you heard with John Zemeric earlier, we are partnering with Margaret Sanger, who at her very core believed that the less than should be eliminated, that we had too many less thans coming into the country, which leads me to question, as I asked John Zemerick, senator, is that what are we doing now if we're trying to eradicate less thans and we have people coming into our country en masse that haven't been merited? It's not a merit-based system. Are they walking into a potential den of devastation and slaughter that's going to be thrust upon them?
Oh my goodness!
Think about that.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Well, yeah, and we. It's really ironic because I know that people try to put Donald Trump, President Trump, in this box that he doesn't care about ordinary people. Well, it's really amazing. He's the first president that we've seen in, I think, a quarter century that has made statements like the dignity of work, appreciating and respecting what ordinary working people do every day. And by the way, someone told me, and Bill, you're going to know this because you know so much, but someone told me that last year, Donald Trump is supposedly against people from other countries, but we had one of the biggest immigration waves of legalized and accepted immigration last year than we've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Also, did you know that some people on the left were calling Barack Obama, I'm not making this up, were calling him the deporter in chief because he had deported more people? Mm-hmm. And right. Then let's go one step further, because this is all about the sanctity and the value of the human life and concern for the labors and burdens of the common man. What president in the last quarter century did more to protect Muslims than Donald Trump, who went to the Mideast and took it on as a personal mission, along with our fabulous military, to wipe out ISIS because they were murdering people in the Mideast? Tell me a Bush, Clinton, or Obama who gave one flip about the plight of people that lived in Muslim countries that were being raped and executed and tortured.
Donald Trump
is the one that took on ISIS in the Mideast to help those Muslims that people say he doesn't care about.
Well, John Milkovich, remember the video of Donald Trump doing a sword dance with the leaders of the 56, Muslim countries. Do you remember that?
I don't.
But okay,
once again, you know so much more than I do.
Okay, let me remind our listeners as well, is that, when Donald Trump went to the Middle East and met with all the leaders of the 56 Muslim countries, they did something that was most incredible that the mainstream media, barely reported on, so it doesn't surprise me that you're not aware, and maybe other people, but they held a sword dance. Now, for them to do this, this is quite the honor. This is an acknowledgement, a respect of leadership. I never saw a sword dance for Barack Obama. Just something to think about here in contrast to your point of how much Donald Trump was appreciated, because the Middle East and countries around the world were saying, we need America's leadership. Where is America's leadership? It had faltered. Yeah. Our standing internationally had been compromised because of the previous administration. I believe that's inarguable. Now, they would want us to believe different, but, of course, they want us to drink all kinds of silly grape juice, too, and we're not about to. We've got more from John Milkovich after this. Stay with us.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. And John Milkovich is with us, an attorney, Democratic state senator in Louisiana, who's getting a lot of publicity last night and or this past week in light of the new Louisiana abortion bill. Author of the new book, Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order. John, congratulations, by the way, on the book. I mean, no doubt this has gained traction. People have been very interested to hear the truth about Robert Mueller. We were told by the mainstream media that he was such a Boy Scout and had the stellar record. And you, as you realize his past, I mean, you know, we can know what somebody's going to do based on what they've done. And what you've reported here really has given us a clearer picture of what to expect from this special prosecutor who has now closed shop, says he's done. He wants to be a private citizen. But I think the Senate, especially on the Republican side, says it ain't over till we say it's over.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, and someone needs to tell me one honest thing the guy's done. I mean, some would argue he doesn't even pronounce his name correctly. Phonetically and ethnically, I think his name is Mueller. He changed, I mean, whatever. I guess, I'm sorry. Forgive me for saying that. But right. I need someone in the mass media to tell me an investigation that he didn't cover up. His fingerprints are on some of the biggest cover-ups of the last 30 years.
Right.
You know, 9/11.
Well, Whitey Bulger, you know, we go down the list noted in your book. It is endless that his fingerprints. And I think Alan Dershowitz said it very appropriately that Mueller had put his not only his thumb but his elbow on the scale, even in this particular case. And that seems to be consistent, again, with his character and what he's done in with previous cases, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, if the guy has been a scamster and has basically covered up crimes and fabricated evidence and falsified charges and let the guilty go free and persecuted the innocent for 30 years in his career with a career of 30 years with the DOJ and the FBI, how in the world does he get credibility? How can we trust him when he's talking about the President of the United States? He's done nothing to earn this. Mm-hmm. He's been around government circles. He's a friend of the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas, and he's been around forever. He's covered up everything he's been involved in.
And look who he surrounded himself with in this this whole special prosecution team. I mean, it was clearly a partisan group of attorneys led by Andrew Weissman. And Andrew Weissman has been invalidated time and again for, I mean, how the guy still has a law license is beyond me, John.
Oh, my goodness. It's the double standard and that's what separates America from other nations. And the nations all over the world, there's a double standard. The rich and powerful can get away with anything, and the regular people have to actually follow the law. Well, you know what? If America is going to maintain its freedom, its integrity, and achieve its destiny, we got to stick to the one set of rules for everybody. It's not one set of laws for Robert Mueller and a separate set of laws for everybody else. And basically, Jerome Corsi, if I understand his arguments and actually his narrative correctly, he's saying that they tried to suborn perjury, that they tried to intimidate, terrorize, traumatize him into lying.
Exactly.
Guess what? That's a felony.
Right.
That is a felony to try to get someone to present false testimony. That is a federal – that's a crime. And so I'm all for Lindsey Graham's statement that he made about 4 months ago and maybe earlier as well, that let's go ahead and investigate the investigators and – why should Robert Mueller be sliding off the scene? I think he needs to be investigated for his techniques. And if they broke the law in order to fabricate a case against Donald Trump, they should be held accountable.
Well, you know, John Milkovich, any reasonable attorney looks at this and says, there are so many laws that have been broken here. How, when you start counting, I mean, it's like, okay, let's do a post-mortem on this deal, and you open up the body and realize that it's so corrupt. I mean, we're living the 70s again when we realized that our intelligence community had been compromised and they had to do a house cleaning. And I think we're due for that again. I mean, clearly that seems to be the case. Like you said, even in this case here where you're trying to, do what they did to Jerome Corsi and get him to make a false statement. But, I'm not a liar. He's a man of faith. He's going to stand on principle, and thank God he did, because look what happened. Otherwise, he'd have been, he'd been in jail with Papadopoulos and, with Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn hasn't been, his sentence has not been imposed on him yet, but he's sitting there with his cloud overhead over this this totally dysfunctional situation, this investigation and what they did, and no wonder President Trump is frustrated. I mean, he's trying to get this country back on track. We're doing record GDP numbers, unemployment, all this great success that we're having in our country. And then you've got the element of the deep state and those that want to resist the results of the 2016 election. I mean, that's the only thing I can figure that Donald Trump is guilty of. He's guilty of getting elected, John.
I love it. He's guilty of getting elected. And I love the – yeah, you're bringing out so many points that just – my mind may only be quick enough to respond to one of the 17 points you just brought up, Bill. You are an intellectual automatic weapon, a cognitive automatic weapon. But one of the things that you brought out that's so key is it is time to investigate our federal law enforcement system. I believe that the federal authorities, and that includes the FBI and Department of Justice, thousands of honest civil servants work for those agencies. We all know this. But I think there's corrupt elements that are framing people, setting people up, terrorizing people to give lies in federal criminal trials. And Robert Mueller is visual aid, exhibit A, demonstrative exhibit, why we need a thoroughgoing investigation of our federal agencies and the Department of Justice, and another Frank Church investigation. And really, we need to honor the memory of the great late Senator Frank Church of Idaho, who put the microscope to these people and found a lot of pathology, a lot of microbial disease there.
John, you pointed out something. You put the light on something that's absolutely critical. And this takes it out of its partisan perspective. I mean, this isn't a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. I think it's real simple here. And that is, I think most people can agree clearly, without a doubt, there is a two-tier system of justice in our country. Clearly.
Absolutely. Why do Mueller and Wiseman get away with trying to terrorize people into a fabric, you know, making perjured statements? That is a crime.
Right.
And all of this, it's obstruction of justice. What happened in Pan Am, that's obstruction of justice. In the anthrax, where Mueller targeted Dr. Bruce Ivins, who was innocent, and let the guilty lab off the hook that actually produced the fatal anthrax toxins that killed at least five people, you know, the FBI agent who was initially tasked with leading that investigation sued the FBI. Okay, let me repeat that. The guy that was leading the anthrax investigation for the FBI sued the FBI, saying the FBI covered up the crime. Okay, folks, when you have an FBI agent suing the FBI, stating that they covered up the crime, and by the way, it was not a frivolous lawsuit, and I don't know exactly what happened to the federal lawsuit. You never know with federal judges these days.
Right,
but
exactly.
But you pointed out that they covered up evidence, they fabricated evidence, that they sabotaged his investigation, undermined his investigation, hid the evidence that showed that the target of the investigation, Dr. Bruce Ivins, didn't even commit the crime. By the way, Dr. Bruce Ivins ended up dead. Of course, the official story, here we go again, suicide.
Right.
Strange thing is the FBI was supposedly in the house next door conducting surveillance. So, you know, not everybody accepts the suicide narrative.
Well, you see, part of the challenge we have here, John, is we're overwhelmed with all this information and the broken laws. I mean, what Mueller had to do, he and Weissman and company had to do, was literally step over the dead bodies in order to go after Trump. And by dead bodies, I mean infractions. I mean laws that were broken clearly, you know, with the Clinton campaign, what they did, the DNC leaving their server so vulnerable and allowing, you know, they don't even want to talk about this Pakistani that tapped in and downloaded terabytes of information. I mean, terabytes of information off of 40 congressmen and women with the DNC. Debbie Wasserman, of course, you know, kept him protected for months after he was discovered. You know, what is all that about? But that, you know, she's trying to cover his back end because he's got the goods on her and the DNC. You got John Podesta recklessly using password as his password. I mean, these guys literally left their car with the doors unlocked and the keys in the ignition, say, come here and steal me, and then they're claiming foul. Are you kidding me?
Well, listen, you might be the best journalist in America at using metaphors, but I'm going to say this, and you are a great metaphorician, if that's a word. I just made that up, by the way.
But that's what we love about attorneys. You guys always make up words. I know. I love it. Go ahead.
Well, you're so smart. That's a sign of intelligence when you can make up words, and you could do that. You're smart.
Hey, the thing is, it's so cool, I understand it, John.
Hey, that's scary. But listen, when you say they stepped over dead bodies, that is not a metaphor. That is reality. What are the dead bodies? Think about this. Mueller's been in the top echelon of federal law enforcement for 30 years. Yes, he's been stepping over dead bodies. Been stepping over the dead bodies of Randy Weaver's family that got shot up in Ruby Ridge. He stepped over the people that were killed when Obama supplied automatic weapons to Mexican drug dealers. He stepped over the bodies when Bush and Clinton were bringing cocaine into Mena, Arkansas. Stepped over the bodies of Benghazi. Stepped over the bodies of Seth Rich. Stepped over the bodies of Vince Foster. Stepped over the bodies of some people say scores of people that had incriminating information on the Clintons that encountered the PMS, premature mortality syndrome. I mean, if he is Mr. Dudley Do-Right, why has he been in the top echelon of federal law enforcement and all these cover-ups that left dead bodies?
Exactly. Well, we'll leave the question with the people because that's a wrap.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you